It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. When the state's COVID-19 vaccine hotline first opened, people reported wait times of an hour and a half. State officials say they've cut the wait down to just seconds. CPR's Claire Cleveland spoke with one resident who finally got some answers.
Mark Brown first called the hotline 2 days after it opened on January 25th. The wait time was 65 minutes. He didn't wait. Now, the state has more than tripled the number of call representatives to 200, and the hotline is open 24/7. The state says the new average wait time is just 11 seconds. Brown called back to ask about how to help his 90-year-old mother get on multiple vaccine lists.
It was very fast. They answered almost immediately. And I talked to a woman who tried her best to supply the information I was asking for, kind of a Colorado-wide resource for sign-up for the vaccine.
There is no centralized sign-up in the state, but Brown was glad he was finally able to get through so quickly. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Data from the University of Colorado system has been compromised after a cyber attack on the file sharing service Acelion. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
CU says about 450 people used the service, sending large files containing records and other sensitive protected data. The full scope of the attack is unknown, but CU spokesperson Ken McConnellogue says even those who don't use the service may be affected.
It is possible that there are students and employees who have compromised data. Our information security teams are working at breakneck pace to sort out what precisely may have been compromised.
McConnellogue says the cyber attack has accelerated plans for the CU system to drop Acelion and move to a new internal file sharing platform. I'm Paolo Shalsida, CPR News.
Boulder has nearly $870,000 in arts and culture grants to give out this year. Most of that money will go to organizations to help with general operations. More than $120,000 is earmarked for specific uses like arts education and professional development. Groups have until Tuesday to apply for grants that support community projects. Individual artists can apply for similar grants next month. The Boulder Arts Commission says it's looking for projects that address those most affected by the pandemic. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.